Title: Balance a breakbeat for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that smoky warehouse drum and bass drum bed, where the breakbeat gives you air, grit, and movement, but the kick and snare still hit like they own the room. This lesson is all about balance. Not make the break loud, not crush it until it's a hiss, but that sweet spot, where the break feels like texture and attitude underneath a solid modern kick and snare. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. Before we touch anything, quick mindset. In rolling DNB, the break is often the vibe layer. The kick and snare are the headline. If you remember only one thing, remember that. Step 0. Session setup, fast and clean. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you're unsure, pick 174 and move on. Now create three tracks, a kick track, a snare track, and a break track with an auto loop. Then select those three tracks and group them. Name the group Drum Bus. On your master channel, drop a limiter. This is just a safety net, not a loudness tool. Set the ceiling to -1 dB, and don't try to slam into it. While we're building, aim for your drum group to peak around -6 dB. That headroom is going to make everything easier. Cool. Step 1. Choose and prep your break. Drop in a break loop. 8 beats or 16 beats is perfect. Something amen-ish or any crunchy classic loop is fine. Click the clip and go to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope. A good starting range is about 40 to 60. Here's what this is doing. Beats mode with transient preservation helps the break lock to tempo without smearing the punch. Envelope controls how much of the tail gets preserved versus chopped. If the break starts sounding like it's stuttering, envelope might be too low. If it's getting too smeary, envelope might be too high. You're aiming for tight but still alive. If your break has that swingy, human timing and it feels good, keep it. But if you're going for a tighter modern roller feel and it's getting flammed against your program snare, you have two options. You can warp it straighter using warp from here, straight, or you can very gently nudge a couple warp markers. The key word is gently. Over-editing breaks is how they lose their magic. Step 2. Gain staging before processing. On each of your drum tracks, put a utility first in the chain. This is your clean volume knob, and it keeps you from accidentally mixing by driving devices too hard. Here are beginner anchor levels that just work. Set your kick so it peaks around -10 to -8 dB. Set your snare so it peaks around -10 to -8 dB. Set your break lower, usually peaking around -16 to -12 dB. And yes, that feels quiet at first. That's the point. The break lives under the main drums in a rolling mix. Teacher tip: don't judge the break soloed at this stage. A break that sounds too thin on its own can be perfect once the kick, snare, and bass are in. We're building a layered drum system, not a drum solo. Step 3. Carve the break with EQ8. On the break track, add EQ8. First move, high pass it to clear subs. Use a 24 dB per octave high pass filter. Set it somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz. Start around 150. Then listen with the kick and bass in mind. If your kick starts losing weight when the break is on, raise that high pass a bit more. That's one of the quickest fixes in this whole lesson. Next, hunt the boxy warehouse mod. Try a bell cut around 250 to 450 Hz. Start at about 350 Hz, cut maybe 3 dB, and use a medium Q, around 1.2. This is the zone that makes breaks sound cloudy when the bass comes in. Then check the top end. If the hats feel harsh or spitty, do a gentle dip or shelf somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz, maybe down 1 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it. We're going for dark and smoky, not dull and lifeless. If after all that the break disappears in the mix, don't jump straight to volume. Try a tiny presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe 1 or 2 dB. That range helps the break read as hands moving, without adding a bunch of fizzy highs. Goal check. When you solo the break now, it might sound a little thinner than you expect. That's fine. In context, it becomes motion and attitude, not low-end competition. Step 4. Control transients without killing the groove. You've got two main tools here, gentle compression and drum bus for density. First, try compressor on the break. Set ratio to 2 to 1. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds so the snap gets through. Release between 60 and 120 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Important, leave makeup gain off. After you compress, use utility to match loudness. That way you're judging tone and groove, not louder equals better. Now for the smoke button. Drum bus. Put drum bus after your EQ and compressor. Start with drive around 10%. Crunch at 0 or just a tiny touch, like 2 to 5% if you want extra grit. Set damp somewhere in the 4 to 8 kHz range to darken the top. Keep boom off for this use case. In DNB, your kick is your sub-authority, and boom can fight that. Then transients. If the break is too pokey, go negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. If it's too soft, go positive, like plus 5, maybe plus 10, but be careful because that can bring back harshness fast. Do a quick slash B by bypassing drum bus. If the only difference is that it got louder, you didn't really improve it, you just changed level. Turn down drum bus output and listen again. What you want is thicker, moodier, and more controlled, while the groove still feels like it's bouncing forward. Step 5. Make the kick and snare own the punch, and stop fighting the break. Most breaks have their own kick and snare baked in. If you're layering modern kick and snare on top, those transients can clash. That's where you get the why does my snare feel smaller when the break is on problem. Here's a super usable technique. Pocket the break around your snare. Beginner version. Simply lower the break by 1 to 3 dB when you bring in your main snare. You'd be shocked how often that's the right move. More controlled version. Automate a tiny EQ dip on the break right when the snare hits. You can do it with EQ8 or auto filter using clip envelopes or track automation. Dip a little at 180 to 250 Hz if the snare body is getting masked, or dip a little at 2 to 4 kHz if the snare crack is getting buried. You're not trying to hear the EQ move, you're trying to feel the snare step forward. And an optional but powerful move, sidechain the break to the snare. Put a compressor on the break, enable sidechain, select your snare as the input, set ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction only, when the snare hits. This is subtle on meters, but huge in perceived clarity. The break keeps chattering, but the snare speaks first. Step 6. Add warehouse space without washing the break. We're going to use a return track so the reverb stays controlled and consistent. Create return track and name it room. On the return, add reverb. Set decay between 0.6 and 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay between 10 and 25 milliseconds. Raise early reflections slightly if you want more room instead of tail. Keep diffusion medium to high so it's smooth. Now the important part. Put EQ8 after the reverb. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't add low mid fog. Then low pass at around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays dark. This is the smoky warehouse trick. Dark reverb reads like space and air. Bright reverb reads like cheap sparkle. Now set your sends. Start with the break sending around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Snare slightly less, maybe minus 20 to minus 14 dB. Kick usually gets very little or none. Listen, you shouldn't hear reverb. You should just feel that the drums exist in a place. Step 7. Glue all the drums on the group. On the drum bus group, build a simple chain. First EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz just to remove sub garbage. Optionally, if the whole kit is barking, do a tiny dip around 3 to 5 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. Then add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds. Release to auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower threshold until you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the louder sections. Then add saturator. Set it to soft clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Then bring the output down so the loudness matches when you bypass it. That output matching is a pro habit. If you don't match, you'll always choose the louder option, even if it's worse. This group chain should feel like a gritty desk or tape vibe. The drums feel a bit more together, a bit darker, a bit more solid. Now, quick coaching checks that save you time. First, reference matching, not guessing. Drag in a reference DNB track you like on a separate auto track. Turn warping off for that reference. Lower it with utility so it's not louder than your mix. Then a slash B every 30 to 60 seconds. Your goal, break equals texture and momentum. Kick and snare still speak first. Second, balance with the bass playing. A break can sound perfect alone, and then the bass shows up and suddenly the 200 to 600 Hz area turns into soup. Do your final break EQ and level while the bass is running. Third, check mono early. On the drum bus group, add a utility and hit mono for a moment. If your break disappears or gets harsh, you're leaning too hard on wide, facey top end. For warehouse vibes, a more solid mono image often feels heavier and more confident. Also, decide what the break is responsible for. Pick one job. Is it ghost snare chatter in the mids? Is it head and ride movement up top? Is it roomy grit in the mid-lows? If you try to make it do all three, you'll end up pushing it too loud. Now step 8. A simple arrangement idea that sells the break in context. Bars 1 through 8. Intro groove. Use the break only, filter darker. Put an auto filter on the break and low pass it. You can start around 8 kHz and sweep down toward 2 or 3 kHz. Then open it slightly as you approach bar 8. This creates that coming out of the smoke effect. Bars 9 through 16. Drop prep. Bring in your snare on 2 and 4. Then add your kick pattern. As the main drums enter, reduce the break by 1 to 2 dB so it becomes the layer, not the leader. If you want a tiny bit of texture, use echo on ascend with a short 8th or 16th feel, very quiet and dark. Bars 17 through 32. The drop. Full kick, snare, and bass. The break is underneath for motion. Every 8 bars, add one small break variation. Mute it for one beat. Reverse a tiny slice. Do a quick one bar fill, or automate drum bus transient slightly for energy. If you're going more jungle leaning, let the break come up louder and take more leadership. If you're going modern rolling, keep it tucked and controlled.